people. And so, you know, there's a common, you know, there's that sort of misconception that, that somehow, you know, this is a practice of you know, serenity, calmness, peace, and all of that. Philip Kaplow used to tell this story, and he would get people in, and he would say, I'm going to give you, you know, a number of examples, and I want you to tell me what most represents Zen. And he would say, a teapot whistling on the stove, a mountain stream flowing over rocks, you know, a mother, you know, loving her child, two drunken men having a fight. And he would say, okay, which is most Zen-like? And almost invariably, people would go and they would say, oh, well, it's the stream running over the rocks. Right? And he would say, no, it's the two drunken men having a fight. And everybody would look and they would say, what? And he would explain, it's two drunken men having a fight because it makes about as much sense.